Test 66, Section 2, Question 9. Now, in this one, we are looking at saying the example conforms to which one of the following propositions. So we're going to create a principle or a general statement that corresponds to what was happening. So it says, in a party, one person leaves the room with an understanding that someone else will relate a recent dream. The person then returns, tries to reconstruct the dream only by answering yes and no. In fact, no dream has been related. They simply answer questions according to some arbitrary rule. Surprisingly, the person usually constructs a dream narrative that's both coherent and ingenious. So it's basically, the person just essentially makes up something and it ends up making some sense. So really what we're saying, like the overall pattern here is it's saying that you can construct something that's a narrative that's coherent and ingenious, even if you're just following some arbitrary yes-no rule. So I kind of didn't see a whole lot here. This is one where I said, well, okay, what does it conform to? A, the presumption that something has order and coherence can lead one to imbue it with order and coherence. I didn't really know here. I was like, well, I don't know. There's some big words and it seems all right. Let's see what else we get. One is less apt to reach a false understanding of what someone says than to make sense out of it, to make no sense out of it at all. Well, if anything, you're more likely to make a false understanding because you're just making up a dream. Okay, so B is definitely out. Dreams are often just collections of images and ideas without coherent structures. Well, that's not really what's happening here because there wasn't actually any dream. Interpreting another person's dream requires that one understand the dream as coherent and a coherent narrative. Once again, there is no actual dream. It's not really that. People often invent clever and coherent stories to explain their behavior to other people. Problem is, there's no behavior that we're trying to explain here. We're just trying to make up a dream. And so, therefore, A seems okay. And so that's the presumption that something has order and coherence can lead one to imbue it with order and coherence. So the belief that there is some sort of order or coherence to the dream can lead you to build that into it. This was more of a case of just, I didn't like the others. I didn't love A when I first read it, but I found clear, obvious reasons why the others were wrong, and that's going to be good enough in this case to make A the correct response.